Hello.
Hey Steve, how are you?
I'm old and ugly. How you doing?
Very good. It's been a long time. I think you forgot me.
Who's this?
Guess who's this?
Thomas.
Yes, sir. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Not bad for an old chap. It kind of rough for a while, you know. I had to figure out in my damn store what the hell was going on.
Yeah, and thank God it's working again.
Yeah, somebody hacked into it. I don't know what they were trying to do, if they were trying to make me change my theme, or they were just wanting to play with me, or was it competition?
Yeah, you know who are they, so yeah, you already know.
Got to watch out, you know. There's a lot of people after your ass out
That's true. That's true. So what's going on these days? Anything for me?
there. I know, man. I was going to get me a new theme to go for my group there. I was looking at themes for a bit.
So we can upgrade the
Yeah.
theme and upgrade the style of your website. So we can work on it.
It looks like shit.
Yeah, there's
I
no
need more.
job from your site. It's been a while. There's no job from your site.
Yeah, because of what happened with the hacking, it was real discouraging.
I understand that, yeah. But I told Sam to fix this as soon as possible. But Sam suggested that we should start working on WooCommerce till then. Steve is facing with the current store. So we were about to start working on the WooCommerce thing, but fortunately, at some point, like it was fixed, and we were quite happy too that we can still work on the Shopify store for you.
Well, Sam should have found that security issue, you know, that that's what the problem was. He never got back to me after I called and asked him what the hell, why my store wasn't working, and he said everything was fine. But I
Yeah,
had been
everything was
hacked,
fine
and
too.
yeah, they changed the code inside my store. Inside my theme, they entered in through my theme on the backside. It came into the theme, and when they did, they made it to where my audience had to have a password to get in, and they took my pictures down to where people couldn't see what to buy. Crazy,
Yeah,
you
that's
know.
crazy. Like, there were no products on your website. Like, it was totally empty.
I know it cost me a lot of money. It was
Yeah,
not
for
good,
sure.
Thomas. Not
For
good.
sure. A
But you
lot of
know,
clients must be complaining about it.
luckily Shopify sent me a list of people that had, of IP addresses that had gone into my, and it was the same IP address every time, and I ran it back, through a reverse search, and it came back to a hacker.
So
So,
you figured out who it
it was
was? Like, what was the IP address?
Yeah, I still have the IP address.
Cool.
Somewhere.
So, well, how about the boxes and stuff like that? Did you sell all of it, or what?
No, I've sold some, but I've been down on my store more than I've been up with it. You know, I was so frustrated. It took me a I called Shopify, and Shopify assured me that nobody had hacked into my site. But finally, Shopify sent me a list of where I needed to check because someone had been going into my site.
So how did they get in? That's the main question that you had to ask him, ask them.
Yeah, they said it was through the theme, that the theme did not have a security aspect to it because it was a free theme instead of one that I paid for.
Understood, yeah.
So, you know, it was probably Shopify fucking with me so I'd buy a nice theme.
You bought it?
No, I haven't bought it, but I'll have to buy a theme in order to get security in the theme.
So do you want me to select it for you?
Well, you know, I could use all the help I can get.
Of course, I'm always there to help you, mate.
You know more about that than I do, but Sam hasn't been any help. I lost faith in Sam, but you know, maybe he has too much to do and shit. But he, you know, he was no help on my side.
I'll tell Sam to get you a new team, and he'll help you out with it for sure. I think.
Well, he's probably been busy, but you know, I was down for 10 days, so. On my store, and I lost. You know, I couldn't get my shit together, and I went so far down that you know I really wanted to eliminate it. Then I paid the $850 for the WooCommerce, and then shut it down. So, you know, I was draining money while I wasn't making any money, and I almost couldn't buy raw materials back for the products in my store. So, I almost failed. I have a story to tell you, but that's later. But anyways, you know, I came real close, but I've pulled back out of it now, and I have my raw materials, and I've been selling the last 3 days.
Oh, that's cool. Did you meet your son?
I sold over $2,000 today. That was pretty good, you know.
Oh, my call is kind of lucky today.
Well, you know, I need my store to work better, Thomas. So take a look at things and work, and see what's up. And you know,
so
can you
think of like the day we started talking and the day we actually made a plan of selling these products? How much money did you make after that up till now? You sold a lot of products, right?
I had maybe $3,000 to $4,000 had come in. I can take a look because I have analytics and I have graphs. I can see exactly what's come in, you know, and I can figure that, you know, over my cost and come up with a figure because I have to do my taxes. But, no, I've been hungry. I've been hungry, Tom. It hasn't been working for me. But,
I know.
You know, it's over. I learned a lesson. It was real educational.
Absolutely.
So,
you learned a lot.
I'll if you'll send me the information I need with whoever's name, does it need to be Sam's name or your name that's going to be checking things out?
Yeah, I think like me and Sam will both take care of the theme for you. And do you have some options? Like that? Do you have some themes that you have selected yet or not?
Well, no, huh? No, I've been looking, but I didn't come up with anything because I really only have some products, right? And I don't know if I'm going to add that many more. I just don't know. I'd like to get my products out there, but I don't know if I want to, you know, have a whole lot of. I mean, like if you buy from China, you know, they have their minimum order quantity. How many do you have to buy? Hell, they want $30,000 to $50,000 just to damn stock.
That's
correct, a lot of money.
Yeah.
I would have to get investors to do that or take on a partner. And I'm hesitant to do that. So maybe I can work up to where I could start buying that. But that's a lot of money. That's a whole bunch of fucking money.
That is.
I mean, like I wanted to get reishi mushroom capsules with the powder inside with my label. And they, you know, they said, well, you got to buy 3,000 bottles. No, we can't do it. Well, that's understandable, but that at $10 a bottle, that's $30,000.
But still, yeah, that makes sense.
I got to sell a lot of my products before I can start. You know, just to get one more product, it's going to cost me $30,000. Is what I'm saying. Just
once. Aren't you planning it to launch a product, like launch a new product on your website?
Oh, I want new products, but I want that $30,000 to buy upfront money too. You know, that's what my connection China wants to do. He says you need $30,000 to get one more product, or I can buy the powder, put it in a pouch, and sell it in a pouch for a while. But
yeah, that's right.
You take a risk if you don't have a product that looks you know, what people expect. If it's in a pouch, typed in or printed out shit on it, that's one thing. If it's in a bottle and the bottle sealed and it has a fancy label on it, people like that shit.
Of course. I always told you that when we were designing your label for the IQ products, and I told you the same thing, that the label is attractive, then it should, like, the product itself looks so good so far.
Everything needs to look professional. So in order to do, I mean, I could get started in the market with a less professional looking product, but I would prefer to look professional on every product that I start with. So I either have to wait a while or I need a partner. I have a man coming here from Canada, but he's supposed to have been here already, but he had some, his mother had to go into the hospital, so he had to stay there for a few days, but maybe he'll be here next week and we're going to talk about how to proceed with products. So, I'll be moving forward now that I know what's wrong with my business, and what was wrong with my business was my fucking theme.
So what's the plan? What's the plan for Christmas?
I don't really have any right now. I've been selling today, and I have my raw materials on hand. The stuff that I need that makes me money, I have it on now, and I've been filling jars all day yesterday. But I'm waiting. My other raw material that I needed, the organic cottonseed oil.
Mm-hmm.
It was supposed to be today, but it'll be here at 8:00 in the morning. What FedEx sent me a note, so I'm waiting on it to finish up more. But I'm back in motion now. But I almost lost my business because of hacking.
Okay.
Lesson. But anyway, give me a call. Give me a call on Monday, and let me see. Hold on a minute.
Send
me an email.
Yeah, I see another.
My friend is,
I see another product of yours on the website, which with turmeric.
Right. That's a really good product. It's a great product, and I've been selling hell out of it the last 3 days. But I have a guy, an investor, I guess you would call him. He's coming here on next Tuesday. If you'll stay in touch with me, I'll find out how I'm going to proceed once he arrives.
Definitely. So I'll talk to you then. Just let me know. I'll be there.
Sounds great. Have a good weekend, man.
You too, buddy. Bye.
Bye. Hang it up for me.